I said to myself, I was like, I will never be the bitch that cries in the middle of Clayton Hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Season 3, episode 2 of the To-Do List. Today, we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel. I'm a sophomore at the University of Delaware. I'm in Chi Omega. A little bit about me. I'm a communications major with a concentration in public relations, and I'm a fashion management minor. I'm also a tour guide, and I'm also the beauty director of UDress, which is our fashion magazine. So I'm so excited to be on today. Thank you guys for having me, and I'm so excited.
I didn't even know that you were involved with UDress. I know a lot of people who really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually joined that my first semester freshman year. My now roommate was my best friend on my floor, and she was like, oh, I'm signing up for this thing called UDress. We were both interested in writing. So I wrote for that too. And she was like, do you want to do it with me? I was like, yeah, sure. And then I applied to be a writer, and then applied to be on the makeup team, which I don't have any on right now, but I like it. But I actually got asked to be the assistant director. And then this year I moved up to the actual director of it with this other girl that I love. And then I'm the section editor too. So I took on a lot of big roles this year, but yeah, it's really great. I love it. It's a great experience.
It's dope.
All right. So you already mentioned what sorority you're in. And of course, being all three guys, we don't really know a lot about sorority and everything. The only thing we've really seen is last year before we got sent home, there were all the these clones of girls. They were just dressed in the same, the blue jeans and the blue shirt and all that other stuff. And they were just basically being assimilated into Greek life. And yeah. We're kind of wondering what's the difference now compared to the assimilation now, now you're doing Zoom, what's the process there? What are we not seeing because
we're not in Perkins seeing it live.
Yeah, we're not in Perkins seeing all these girls running around dressed in the same blue shirt and blue jeans.
I know. Oh my God, those ugly blue shirts literally give me PTSD from that. But basically last year during recruitment, it was in person, and they always say that there's the recruitment flu. So everyone gets super sick. And I was sick, which I was really happy about. But the girl who's now my big, she got called out of one of the rounds because she had strep throat or something. Everybody gets so sick, but they would used to go through, and obviously this is way before COVID, but they would give you hand sanitizer before every round. They were very friendly about it. But last year, there was three different locations you would go to. So that was Trabant, Perkins, and Clayton, which is on North Campus. And basically your rounds that you go to, you never know which one you have. So you could be in Perkins, and then your next round is literally back to back, and you're in Clayton, and you have 10 minutes to just haul ass down there and figure it out.
I remember stories from that.
Yeah. There's girls, you'll literally see girls sprinting down the street. They have buses too, but the buses last year, I remember some of them didn't show up. So girls were freaking out. I was there, and I had my car on campus, so I drove to a lot of them, but the one day I didn't. And the buses were so late. I had a round in Clayton, and I was at Trabant, and we're all calling Ubers, grabbing random girls. Do you want to come my Uber? Okay, come with me.
no way.
A cluster of just girls sprinting down the street because they were I'm going to miss my round. I'm going to miss my round. But this year I feel saved that stress, because recruitment's so stressful in general, but that was a really big stress of it, is you're oh my God, I really have 10 minutes to get from point A to point B, and point B is literally 20 minute walk away. What do I do? So that definitely is a lot of it's a lot better this year for the girls who went through, and even not for the girls on the recruiting side, we pretty much stay in one place, or we would, I don't know, I didn't go through that, but usually they would stay in one place, but you know, they didn't have that stress this year. But pretty much everything is the same, except they didn't have to wear the blue shirts. They didn't get the shirts this year, which if that was me, I would have been so happy about that, because I literally wanted to throw that shirt out when I got it. I never want to look at this ever again. It just literally screams stress when I look at it. But then you would also have to come up with a cute outfit around this ugly teal shirt that they give you. I tried to be different, and I painted my jeans that I had. So I had a star pair, I had a butterfly pair. And then the girl who's my big now, I had her first round, and she was I literally remember, so funny. She was I remember looking at you and being star jeans. And then she was this girl's kind of a tryhard. And I was I'm not a tryhard. I'm trying to stand out from everybody else. Everyone's in you know, American Eagle.
Enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like the clones and everything, you know?
Exactly. I can't even imagine what it looks like from, like, an outsider's perspective, like, just clusters of girls.
It was funny. I think all three of us were eating in the dining hall, and we just saw loads of people just all over the place.
They come in waves, too. It's not like exactly. You'll see one or two. You'll see 20 at a time. You're just like, mm-hmm. Well, I guess their appointment just ended or whatever.
Yeah, now, and it's funny because they have, like, the buses, like, posted up literally right in front of the dining hall. It's like, you know, a petting zoo of, like, you can just sit there and watch and, like, watch all these girls just – it's, like, free entertainment. It must have been so funny.
I would have waved at the buses when they were pulling off.
Mm-hmm. That was funny, yeah. I still remember walking into the dining hall, like Jason said, and I feel like – I don't remember if we were together, but I remember just walking in, and it was literally – just
sea of blue shirts.
Like, I didn't know what had happened. I remember standing in line, having a full-on conversation with someone about recruitment because the dining hall was so crowded that every single line was backed up. Like, they had to make more food because the rounds let out at the same time, I guess. So everybody went to get food before they started again. And we literally stood in line for like 15 minutes because everybody was there at the same exact time. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what that'd be like right now with COVID. Oh my God, never.
Oh my God, me neither. That would
be a problem.
Never could be.
All right, you were talking a little about the pain in the ass it was to move from Clayton to the other locations. Other than that, what would you say would be your least favorite part of recruitment?
Okay, so I'll say both from being like on the PNM side versus, and PNM's like potential new members, so it's like the girls that are rushing, but being on the PNM side last year versus this year, like last year, it's just very stressful because like you're basically going to these girls and having like a 5-10 minute conversation with them, and then they're going and being like, do we want this girl or not? And like it takes a toll on you when you get dropped from like a house that you really liked. Like my mom went to Delaware and she was in a sorority here. And so I basically, they say not to go through recruitment, like having one in mind, but I did because you know,
I feel like it's kind of hard not to. Yeah.
It happens. Everyone's like, oh, I like this one, but it's okay. But I went through really liking them. And then there used to be, there's like still kind of is, but basically like since my mom went there, I would be considered like a direct legacy of that chapter. So it doesn't play like a huge role in like your, like getting in or not, but it does play like a tiny bit. And so I was kind of like riding through being like, oh, well, like I'm fine. Like I'm not going to get dropped, like whatever. And then I got dropped second round. And I said to myself, I was like, I will never be the bitch that cries in the middle of Clayton Hall when I get my houses back. And lo and behold, I cried. Literally, it just came over me. And I was like, oh my God, ew, I'm crying. And then I like called my mom and she was like, are you kidding? Like I've never seen her so mad in my life. But he actually said, gave me really good advice about it. And she was like, okay, like take a step back. Like, I want you to think of like, if you could pick a house to go to that would like make you feel better in this moment, like what would you pick? And I said, oh, I would go to Chi Omega, which is obviously the chapter I ended up in. I would like have the sweatshirt on right now, but, but so that kind of propelled me to keep going through and, you know, focus on that. I really liked that chapter because I feel like I was kind of blinded going through being like, well, I really want this one. And if that didn't happen, I would have maybe missed out on liking that one so much. So I'd say the most stressful thing on that end, besides getting to the buses and all that, is just like the stress of like thinking that like, oh, I'm not good enough for these girls or anything. And even sometimes it's like things out of your control that happen. So, you know, and then on our side, I would say like, voting on girls is stressful because we like vote on everyone. So I like want to take into consideration like everyone's like opinions on a certain girl, like especially like if someone knows a girl from home and they have like something bad to say about them, like I usually take that into like good consideration. Like we had this one girl who went through and like I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but like I probably can. It's like can be public knowledge, but she went through and I talked to her and I really liked her this year. And then like long story short, we found out that she went to the Capitol riots. And so we were like, oh, okay, like we're gonna let her go. But like I wouldn't have known that if like another girl didn't stand up and like kind of met, and she didn't directly say that. Like I just found out, but she like kind of said like along those lines. So I was like, oh my gosh. But even with that, like I want to make sure that every girl I talk to like isn't nervous or like awkward or like it's not an interview, like it's just two girls talking. So I'd say like I get a little stressed, like being like, oh my God, what if that girl like thought that I like was weird or something? Like, I want every girl to like me the same way that they do. So I would say that's probably the most stressful thing on both ends.
I think it's interesting you bring up kind of like the mindset of recruitment. I know that's a big thing talking to people, because like you said, it is, for some people it can be very stressful, and then other people kind of hear about that and they're like, okay, like I'm not gonna do that. I know talking to like my girlfriend and her friends, they're like, you know, just it is what it is, you know, like just go through the process, enjoy the process, that type of thing. So it's interesting to hear kind of how there's both sides of it.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like everyone says, like the big thing is like trust the process, and like the process can suck sometimes. Like I do think that it does end up working for pretty much everyone in the way that it should. So it worked for me.
So on the flip side then, what would you say your favorite part of recruitment and how that goes?
Well, I love meeting new people. I love talking to people. I could probably talk to a brick wall if I wanted to. Like, I'm a talker. I love to talk. And so I just love meeting like new girls and like having like that like connection with them. Like, I remember there was this girl I talked to during recruitment, and like she didn't end up being in my chapter, but she like DM'd me after the fact and was like, I had such a great time talking to you. Like, you were great. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's really so nice of her to like have someone say that to me. And like, we were talking about how, like, I really have my like butterfly necklace on. Like, my big thing is like butterflies in my life. And she had like a butterfly tattoo. So I like instantly connected with her over that. And like stuff like that. Like, I love like little things like connecting, or like just even meeting people and like having that experience. And then on the other side, like, it's a really good like bonding moment with like other girls in your chapter that you wouldn't talk to like if that didn't happen. Like, a lot of like, I got close with like a lot of like the older girls in my chapter, and even like a lot of girls in, like my pledge class. Like, COVID like took kind of like all of our opportunities like get to know each other like away. So when I would have girls like my PC and like my group or anything, like I got to talk to them. So I think that was like a really good like part of it, was just getting to like connect to not only everyone in your chapter, but like other girls that like you wouldn't meet like otherwise. It's really fun. It sounds like kind of crazy to like everyone outside of it, but it actually literally is so fun. It's stressful, but it's worth it.
I remember hearing a bunch of people talking about like Greek rank and everything, like when guys were rushing frats and everything. How is Greek rank like a thing? How does it matter? You know, mega ranked at the moment, like all that other stuff.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I literally check Greek rank all the time, not because like I care what people say about us, but like it's just funny to read the things that people say. I literally check it like Twitter. Like, it's so funny. And like all the arguments are always like, oh, what's like the frat rankings? What's the sorority rankings? Like, who, like literally who cares? Like, it does not matter. And so like, a lot of people will go on ours and like say like bad stuff. Like, one of ours on Greek rank says the type of girls to drink brunettes. And that's it. That's the only rating. And I'm like, okay, like what is that? But there's some really nice ones on there, but then there's people who I guess go on out of like, oh, I got dropped from this house, like I'm gonna go say something bad about them. Like, it's almost comical, like the things that people will come up with. But at the same time, like, don't trust Greek rank. Like, literally, it's just people saying out their ass, like random stuff, like that doesn't matter. Like, but it's funny. Like, it's just entertaining because it's so stupid. But like, I don't know. I don't know who goes on there and like makes the discussion post and like has the time to like do that. But
on that's my so funny. Head,
like, I think it's funny.
Why don't you compare it to a social media platform?
Twitter. It's literally like Twitter. Like, it's just people saying like random thoughts and just being like, well, let me put it on here for other people to say. I don't know. I don't know if people like actually take that into like consideration. Like, oh, someone said this about them on Greek rank. Like, oh. But like, I went on Greek like, when I was rushing, and I was like reading them, and I was like, what is this? Like, it's not like anything like that helps you. It's just like, if anything, it's like, oh, well, like if they said that, then like, I don't know. But now like that I'm in like a chapter and stuff, I just think it's hilarious, the things that people say.
At least you can find comedy in it.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
That's good. From being on the outside, since we're all online and stuff, most of the stuff that we see or all the Instagram and posts and stuff like that. Can you explain to us Pref Day? I'm guessing it means preference day.
Yeah, preference round is like the final round where you are between your top two, and basically you have to make your decision after you go to both rounds. So my pref round last year when I was rushing was like pretty much like, okay, like this is like where I want to go. But it's the most serious round, but at the same time, like you also just feel very comfortable to like talk to people, like, because usually you would talk to a girl that you've talked to in a previous round. So like last year when I was going through, I had the girl who's my big, I had her prep me, and like she brings me in, and like it's a very like emotional like ceremony that they do, like it's so beautiful how they do it. But like we had a girl like stand up and like share like a really like, personal story, and then so I'm sitting there literally convulsing crying, and I'm looking around and I'm like, is anyone else crying? And they're like dainty tears, they're like, and I'm like fully sobbing, and like my big's like standing behind me like, is this girl okay? But like I was just like emotional, I don't know. And then she just like took me through, and then I had another girl that I talked to before, and like that round, as serious as it is, like I was talking to her about how she has a tattoo that says Jiggy on the bottom of her foot, like, and I was literally sitting there like peeing my pants because it was so funny, because when I was younger I used to always sing Getting Jiggy with It by Will Smith to my dad, so I was like, oh my god, like that's so funny that you have that. But like I don't know, prep round is very like just like you feel like so comfortable in that round because you've talked to these girls for so long, and like you're really like embodying like the whole experience of it. But yeah, and you have to like dress nice, you don't get to wear the blue shirts for that, which I love. I love that. That
was my favorite part. Let's go.
I was like, I don't have to wear this ugly shirt, I'm gonna literally throwing it out, like goodbye. Get away. I actually think I did throw it out. I think it really was like, good riddance, I'm done with this.
Oh wow,
low-key I would too. I would toss the shirt after I was done.
I know, we were all like, should we burn these?
You should have a ceremony for that.
I know. It's like, it's kind of messed up, but I'm like, I'm never going to wear this ever again. So goodbye.
Next question up at bat. This one, this one is really something. Is there beef between sororities?
Okay, so I don't
or
really...
is there at least like ways that you guys can be competitive or like compete against each other?
Oh yeah, like I wouldn't say there's like beef. I mean, like sometimes things will happen between chapters that like, I don't know, piss one off. It's just like girls being catty sometimes, but right. Other than that, I feel like there is a really like good sense of community between everybody. But I'll say like U Dance, everyone gets so competitive during U Dance. Like we'll do like the head-to-head fundraisers, like we'll be like against another chapter, and we have to be like, we have to beat them. Like ours was right before recruitment started, so we were like, yeah, we're not losing. Like that would look bad on us if we lose. But and we didn't, and we didn't lose. Just saying.
Let's go.
But yeah, so like we literally like fundraising definitely like brings out the competitive side of people. I haven't done like Greek Week or anything yet, but from what I've heard from people, that's like where the competition starts. And I don't really know much about that, so I don't know like what I can really say, but like it's basically, I think it's right before U Dance or Air Band. It's like one of those. Air Band is one that's really competitive.
Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. And so like my chapter's won 3 years in a row. And I think the rule is that you can't win more than 4 years. I don't know. But then there was like a big, like a break last year because we didn't have it. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, can we win this year? And so I feel like if we do have it, then we're going to literally pull out all the stops and be like, well, we have to win, like, because we didn't have last year. But yeah, it's like fair. It's like healthy competition though.
Yeah,
because
that's
obviously good. You dance, you want to win to have like bragging rights. But like at the same time, like it's going to such a good cause. So like it's good to have that competition to like make you go through and like fundraise like so much freaking money. But yeah, 100%.
That's awesome.
So there is that sense of, it sounds like that there's that sense of Greek community, like it goes beyond just your chapter and those type of things, you know, it is bigger,
you know. Yeah, I was kind of hoping there was going to be some like big beef.
I don't really know about it. Like for us personally, I don't think we have beef with anybody. Like I don't know about other chapters, but we don't. So
Jason was looking for some juicy.
I know. Well, Jason got so excited when Ethan asked that question. So I was like,
it was really funny. It was funny.
But even with that, like the Greek community, like I don't even like none of my roommates are in my sorority. Like my two roommates are in ASA. One disaffiliated from her sorority, and then my other roommates. I have five other roommates. One's not in anything, and then one just rushed. So like it's a big like. you know, melting pot of sororities in my house. But yeah,
what's like the time commitment? Because I know you have you guys got like chapter, and you know, how like on a week-to-week basis, what do you guys do as a chapter?
So it's been a little bit different because like we just got back to campus. Like over like winter break, like we don't really like have any like time commitment, because like some people are home, some people are on campus. Like that's not like too big of a deal. But like usually now we would start doing like chapter, but like right before recruitment, like we had like practice for recruitment like almost every day. Like we, you know, take recruitment seriously. So we were just having practices like all the time, just like trying, especially for like our pledge class, like since we're new, like trying to learn how to recruit and stuff like that. So that time commitment was a lot, but I feel like sometimes it's however much you want to put into it. Cause like, yes, you have to go to chapter, like certain events that we'll have, like, I don't know, but like for me, like I'm on, like we have like our exec board, and then we have like Cardinal Cabinet, which is like smaller positions. So like I'm like our apparel chair, and like, not that that's like a crazy amount of time commitment, but I have to like, you know, do orders and stuff, and then girls will like come pick it up at my house. Like I have to like deal with that and like work
something
with, like,
to be involved with.
Yeah, I love it because like I like have my own like side business where I like make shirts and stuff. So like I made all of our bid day shirts. I made 278 shirts. So wow. That was a time commitment. If you want to talk about a time commitment,
that's amazing.
You want to plug your company real quick?
It's Ray Designed.
Word. I'll tag it. I'll tag it in the Instagram.
Thank
and,
you. It's in my Instagram bio too. Yeah.
Especially
so like
we're looking for merch.
Oh my god, I'm looking for you guys.
Low key, we are. Yo, whoa.
I'm your
might
girl.
Might be something. This might
Jason,
be something.
I think you might have just done something there.
I might have just done something. But like that was a really big time commitment for just me, and like I said yes to doing it. But and like I was home for pretty much all of my winter break, and it took me like a month and a half to do all of them, and I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, it was a lot. I literally just finished them today. Like today. Jeez. But like wow. I had like all of ours like done before bid day, so we like wear them. But new girls like weren't allowed to get them before, but they're allowed to get them on Friday. So like I just finished them today and like gave them in. But yeah, that was a lot. And I didn't realize, like I knew it was gonna be a lot, but like I didn't know it was gonna be that much. Like it was like literally every day. Like I would feel bad if I went a day like without doing it. Plus I was taking a lab class over the winter. So it was, ooh. I know, ew, it was geology, ew. But it took a lot. So I was like, all right. But it was worth it in the end, I will say. Like it was a good feeling to like see everyone wear it and like tell me that I did a good job. But basically the time commitment is what you want it to be other than what you like have to go to.
I feel like that's with most things when it comes to college. You get out what you put in.
Exactly. But I don't know. I think I'm like the head honcho sorority girl. Literally all my friends are like, you are so sorority girl. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? And I don't know. I have like that personality, I guess. But at the same time, like I'd like talk about it and like post about it, like, cause I love it. Like, you know, yeah. I think it would be a bad thing if I didn't do the way. And like, maybe I'm a little OD with it, but like, I don't care. It's fine.
I mean, I'm a big proponent of especially in college, like finding something that you're really invested in and investing yourself in it. Like, you know, going all in. So I think it's, if that's something you love to do, I think it's great to jump feet first in and, you know, go all in. So,
yeah. And it's all my friends from home who aren't in Greek life who are like, well, why are you like that? And I'm like, I don't know. Like,
I like it.
Because I like it. I'm liking it. Jeez.
All right, so to kind of close this up here, I have a question. So if you had to re-go through recruitment and, you know, you were to pick, what would you focus more on, the philanthropy side or the personality of the sisters side, if you were to pick another sorority?
So I feel like with that, I think that both of those things are equally as important, but...
That's why you have to pick one of it to eat. You have to pick
That's hard. Okay, I feel like our philanthropy, like I'm very passionate about it, to make a wish. And then we have Exceptional Care for Children, which is like in Newark. And it's like our local philanthropy where it's like kids who are technology dependent and they live there. So we like benefit that too. So I feel like when I was going through, like, did I care about the philanthropies? Of course, 100%. And every sorority had like a great philanthropy, but I feel like when you find your fit of people, it makes things so much easier. So like, obviously I care about philanthropy, like, it's very important to me, but I feel like personality might hold a little bit more going through recruitment, because like you have your philanthropy round where you talk about your philanthropy and stuff like that to the girls. But if your personality doesn't match with like someone else, the, like, you're not going to feel like a way about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, once you connect with those girls, then it means more to you, if that makes sense. So I don't want to like sit here and be like, well, philanthropy is not important. Cause it's obviously-
right. They're both equally important. However, yeah. if you were to pick, I guess you're picking, like, personality then.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. Because then you have to like really trust your gut, because there are some girls who like can recruit and aren't that way. Like, they put out a certain way before, like, you know, then you realize like who they are. I don't know. But like, there's some like who are fake. Like, I'll just be straight up, like, fake.
Yeah.
So you have to really trust your gut. Like, I know going through like, even to like, I was just like, these girls are my personality. Like, this is my fit. So that was good for me. But everyone finds like where they fit in, so that's good for them. And yeah, they're both important.
It sounds like you know, you gotta find your fit, like you said, and then once you find that fit, then you can kind of invest yourself in the philanthropy of where you fit best.
Yes, that's literally summed up perfect.